It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley jumped back into the race for governor less than a month before primary day. Mainstream Democrats are hoping he can defeat Madison Representative Francesca Hong, the Democratic Socialist. This late in the campaign, he has his work cut out for him. As part of our ongoing series on the candidates in this race, Anya Van Wagtendonk has this profile.
I'm David Crowley, and I'm running to be governor for all of us.
That's Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, launching his Democratic campaign for governor last September.
So allow me to reintroduce myself.
And that's David Crowley at another launch this July. In between, a lot happened, like Crowley dropping out and endorsing another candidate, and that candidate's campaign imploding. And then, according to Crowley, a whole lot of phone calls asking him to give it one more shot.
And that's exactly why I am re-entering this race to be the next Democratic governor.
Crowley says this time will be different. He raised way more money right away, and now he's backed by Governor Tony Evers. Crowley is pitching himself as a common-sense problem solver, one whose experience as Milwaukee County Executive shows he can address the needs of a deep blue city and its redder suburbs. Even some of his political opponents like his style. Milwaukee County Supervisor Steve Taylor, a conservative Republican, has criticized Crowley, but calls him a friend.
David is a really, good person, and he's very likable. And he goes to Madison and he doesn't play the partisan games.
But partisan games are what get played this time of year. And in the race against other Democrats, Crowley started out behind. Jessica Taylor with the Cook Political Report says Evers gives Crowley a boost, but he still has to introduce himself to voters, many of whom have never heard of him.
I really question whether Crowley is as well known outside of Milwaukee. And if he didn't do, great the first time around in a crowded field, what's going to be different in the last couple of weeks?
Taylor says Crowley's candidacy seems entirely focused on stopping Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist who's consistently led in the polls. During his campaign reboot speech, Crowley alluded to the fact that Republicans are spending money on ads to boost Hong's campaign.
They're deciding the Democratic nominee that they want to be in November, y'all. They're making an investment right now. And this should all be a 5-alarm warning sign to all of us.
The idea is Republicans see Hong as the most vulnerable against Tiffany. But some Democratic observers say propping up Crowley in her stead doesn't make a ton of sense. Jon Favreau is an alum of the Obama administration who now hosts the liberal podcast Pod Save America. He says in a divided field, Crowley is more likely to split votes among the remaining Democrats, especially former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
I'll just say this, if Hong wins the primary and loses the general, this is the establishment decided to put in someone else, potentially split the vote with Barnes, and that's where we ended up where we did.
For Crowley supporters, this is a double standard. They say when he got in the race, people questioned Crowley's electability because he's from Milwaukee and because he's black. Now his supporters say he's being accused of the opposite, of being too establishment. Crowley, who grew up in inner city Milwaukee, had a ready-made response at Tuesday night's debate.
But I was never born into the establishment. I was actually born into struggle.
He says this election is too important to gamble on. But by the standards of any traditional campaign for office, Crowley has made a risky political bet. It's one that could affect the direction of the party for years to come, and it won't be an easy one to win. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can find profiles of all the candidates for governor at WPR.org/elections. This is WPR News.